Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today looks at the latest scandal swirling around the Honolulu Police Department regarding the overtime racked up by officers for the COVID enforcement. Reporter Christina Jedra is joining us today. Good morning, Christina.
Morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, you were able to find out some information from the mayor about how we're going to pay for this money, right?
Right. So just to recap, the COVID enforcement teams that the Honolulu Police Department has been using to ticket folks for not wearing masks or gathering, that is now disbanded because the department has identified cases of overtime abuse. And originally, that overtime was going to be paid by federal CARES funds. Now it's city taxpayers left holding the bag because of these possible improprieties.
Yeah, it doesn't look so good when we're using federal money improperly.
It does not look good. And I think city taxpayers will be pretty unhappy about this. But that's a situation we're in, according to the mayor.
And so, I know the investigation is still ongoing within HPD. You know, what can you share with us about that?
Right. So Chief Susan Ballard spoke a little bit with the police commission this week about the situation. She's putting the blame on her supervisors for basically letting the officers underneath them get away with this. She says she's going to hold the supervisors accountable. At this point, we don't know exactly how much money was improperly spent on these overtime logs. I mean, we have officers that over a five-week period claim to have worked 200 or 300 overtime hours. That's on top of their normal shifts. So it's quite remarkable if they were able to work that much. And Ballard wouldn't say whether she's confident officers really did work those hours. She said it's all part of the investigation, which could take months and months to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, I mean, that was really eye-popping, 300 hours of overtime. You know, and one certainly wonders, how does this factor into their retirement, So lots
right.
of questions need to be answered.
That's a great point. So for the older officers, you get a high three. Your retirement's based on your top three earning years. So it's a big benefit if you can boost your income toward the end of your career.
Right. And those investigations are still ongoing. It is pretty outrageous if, in fact, that overtime wasn't properly earned.
Right, right. And so we hope to get answers on that. And something really important that I want to note is that this overtime abuse situation only came to light because of journalism. Hawaii News Now broke the story by getting a document leaked to them, and there was no announcement from the police department, no press conference, nothing like that. They only confirmed it after the news station already had the information. And so, when the mayor and one of the police commissioners this week call the department and the chief transparent, that's not really how it happened.
And, you all have a second story online today also about an audit and what HPD could be doing to prevent misconduct in the ranks.
That's right. So the city auditor did a report in the aftermath of the Kealoha scandal, and they found that HPD really needs to do a better job of preventing misconduct and analyzing its own misconduct records to address trends. What I found was most interesting is that many times, even when officers are disciplined for misbehavior of some sort, a lot of times that discipline is reduced in arbitration through the union's grievance process. So it may be the case that the officers who are identified for abusing overtime, even if they are suspended or fired for that, that could get reduced in the union's grievance process. And it's possible they could end up with just a slap on the wrist.
Okay. And this audit, just to be real clear, though, it doesn't really address that overtime issue. It's just a broader,
correct. It's just misconduct in general.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And so this audit, now that it's out, then what happens?
Well, the department did say that they agreed with most of the findings. Chief Ballard wrote in a letter that she will take it to heart, and she acknowledged that the city police department has not done a good enough job analyzing their own data. So she says they're going to do a better job from here on out.
Okay, lots on Chief Ballard's plate. But thank you so much, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read her stories, head to civilbeat.org.